Things are becoming clearer.
Don't listen to it, Peaches hissed. It's affecting your mind.
No, my mind is working perfectly, thank you, said Dangerous Beans, still in the same calm voice. Yes, the proposition is beguiling. And we would rule the rat world together, would we?
We would cooperate.
And Morris, on the sidelines, thought, yeah, right. You cooperate, they rule. Surely you can't fall for this. But Dangerous Beans said, cooperate, yes. And together we could give the humans a war they won't believe. Of course, millions of rats would die.
They die anyway.
Yes, that is true. And this rat here, said Dangerous Beans, suddenly waving a paw towards one of the big rats that was hypnotized by the flame. Can you tell me what she thinks about this? Spider sounded taken aback.
Thinks? Why should it think anything? It is a rat.
Ah, said Dangerous Beans. How clear it is now. But it would not work.
Would not work?
Dangerous Beans raised his head. Because, you see, you just think for many rats, he said. But you don't think of them. Nor are you, for all that you say, the big rat. Every word you utter is a lie. If there is a big rat, and I hope there is, it would not talk of war and death. It would be made of the best we could be, not the worst that we are. No, I will not join you, liar in the dark. I prefer our way. We are silly and weak sometimes, but together we are strong. You have plans for rats? Well, I have dreams for them. Spider reared up, quivering. The voice raged in Morris's mind.
Oh, so you think you are a good rat? But a good rat is one that steals most. You think a good rat is a rat in a waistcoat? A little human with fur? Oh, yes, I know about the stupid, stupid book. Traitor! Traitor to rats! Will you feel my pain?
Morris did. It was like a blast of red-hot air, leaving his head full of steam. He recognised the sensation. It was how he used to feel before he was changed. It was how he used to feel before he was Morris. He'd just been a cat. A bright cat, but nothing more than a cat.
You defy me! Spider screamed at the bowed form of Dangerous Beans. When I am everything that truly is rat! I am filth and darkness. I am the noise and the floor, the rustling in the walls. I am the thing that undermines and despoils. I am the sum of all that you deny. I am your true self. Will you obey me?
Never, said Dangerous Beans. You are nothing but shadows.
Feel my pain.
Morris was more than a cat, he knew. He knew the world was big and complex and involved a lot more than wondering if the next meal was going to be beetles or chicken legs. The world was huge and difficult and full of amazing things, and the red-hot flame of that horrible voice was boiling his mind away. The memories were unwinding and whirling into the darkness. All the other little voices, not the horrible voice, but the Morris voices, the ones that nagged at him and argued amongst themselves and told him he was doing wrong or could be better, were getting fainter. And still, Dangerous Bean stood there, small and wobbly, staring up into the dark. Yes, said Dangerous Beans, I feel the pain.
You are nothing but a rat, a little rat, and I am the very soul of ratdom. Admit it, little blind rat, little blind pet rat.
Dangerous Beans swayed, and Morris heard him say, I am not so blind that I can't see darkness. Morris sniffed and realised that Dangerous Beans was whittling himself in terror. But the little rat didn't move, even so.
Oh, yes, whispered the voice of Spider. And you can control the dark, yes? You told a little rat that. You can learn to control the dark.
"I am a rat," whispered